We have within CLIA a number of policies that really exceed international standards. So everything I've mentioned so far has been we need to comply with U.S. laws and with international standards. But as a business, we've come to the realization that it makes a lot of sense to exceed those standards wherever we can. And I'll talk about a few of them, particularly when we get into water quality. But I'll highlight them. But I wanted to make this point up front. We have a compendium of policies that we, that all of our member lines adhere to, which means that the CEOs of all of our companies have agreed to exceed standards where we've identified them as being necessary. And when we get into water control, we'll talk about sewage and gray water and that sort of thing. Those are areas where the industry goes above and beyond what's required. And it's something that's certified by all the CEOs. It's audited by independent third parties every year to make sure that they're complying with it. And it's something that we feel is important from a business standpoint and as good corporate citizens. So we hold our members accountable to that. Essentially a condition of membership. So let's move into water. Just like protecting the air, protecting the water is a highly regulated activity. Our goal, of course, is full compliance with all U.S. laws. And as just mentioned, we want to exceed that minimum required compliance level. The primary law involved in the U.S. is the Clean Water Act, also known as the Federal Water Pollution Control Act, as amended. It was amended in some very prominent ways, like the Oil Pollution Act of 1990 and so forth. But Clean Water Act is the catch-all. Internationally, again, MARPOL, the International Convention for the Prevention of Pollution from Ships. MARPOL really controls all kinds of pollution internationally. There are different sections or annexes, as they call them, one for oil pollution or noxious liquid substances, for garbage, for sewage, and for air emissions. So we're going to talk about the water one here. There are any number of different waste streams that can come from a ship. MARPOL obviously touches all the things I just mentioned, oily discharges, sewage, and so forth. EPA has a list of 27 different waste streams. So again, if you're in the United States, the range of things you have to be concerned with is far greater even than the international standards. EPA has things listed in their waste streams that you might not even think of as a waste stream. Runoff from a deck. If raining, water collects on the deck, runs over the side. Well, it may entrain other pollutants in that. So there have to be management practices to prevent picking up oil, garbage, anything that might end up over the side. The types of antifouling paint that are used on a ship matter, from an EPA perspective. That has to be managed as well. The anti-corrosion, the electrolysis zincs that are applied to hulls, that's a waste stream. So there's all kinds of things that are covered by the EPA standards in the U.S. that our ships have to manage, and that's a requirement. In addition to the international standards, in addition to some of the more prominent items that are in the Clean Water Act. CLIA policies, as mentioned, exceed the international standards. Sewage and gray water, two prominent examples. There are others as well, but I just wanted to call these out.